we are talking about the vitalist and the idealist, Videsh is saying that he is a vitalist and his wife is an idealist. So let us try to understand these two words, because otherwise the story will not be interesting. What is a vitalist and what is an idealist? A vitalist is one who is full of vitality, full of force, a great urge to act and to fly. You might say vitalist is the prince of air. Supposing somebody had shoes which can fly, so that as soon as you put on the shoes, you can fly in the air, then that will be an image of the prince of air. And a vitalist is of that kind, one who can fly in the air. And therefore he can imagine very widely, and he can always expand. As much as the air expands, so the vitalist can expand. The vitalist therefore always bubbles with life, is always full of enthusiasm, moves forward, flies high, expands widely. This is a vitalist. What is an idealist? Yes?
It does everything and everything the way that it should be.
Good. Wonderful. I am very pleased. An idealist is one who always considers what should be. The idealist does not take the world as it is, does not want the world to be as it is. The idealist wants the world to be quite different, as it ought to be, as it should be. If people are poor in this world, idealist says, I don't want people to be poor. If people are weak in the world, idealist doesn't want people to be weak. If there is injustice in the world, the idealist says, no, there shall be no injustice. If there is oppression in the world, he says, no oppression in the world. The idealist also rises high, but not like the vitalist. The vitalist rises high because of his enthusiasm, simply. Because of his pulse to grow. But idealist wants to grow up because he wants to catch something that is high and wants to bring down on the earth. That is an idealist. He visualizes something ideal, high above. Idealist looks upward and then he catches the ideal and wants to realize it here. But then Videsh said that that is our conflict. So you may ask the question, if vitalist is like this, if idealist is like this, what is the conflict? Why should there be conflict between the two? Yes?
Because one says, one of them says, yeah, it's good, and the other one says, no, it's bad.
Yes? But what is good and what is bad? That is the question. Conflict arises because you differ as to what is good and what is bad. Yes?
It's good to study. No, it's bad to study.
Yeah, that is one. But in this case, both of them would like to study. Vitalist also says study is good. Idealist also says study is good. So why should there be conflict? I shall tell you why. The vitalist is moved by one great power in human beings, that is desire. And the idealist is moved by controlling desire. This is the main problem. Therefore, the one moves by desire, the idealist says, you should control desire. You can never realize ideals in the world without controlling desire. You will see in everywhere in the world, anybody who wants to realize an ideal has to control desire. It's impossible to allow desire to run without any control and yet to realize ideals. This is the conflict. So he said, I don't believe in controlling desire. That was the main problem of Videsh. I want to grow, I want to develop, to run fast, to create all the time new forms, all the time. And she all the time controls me and says, no, this is not right, that is not correct, this is bad, you should control this, control here, control there. He said, I'm tired of it. What is this constant tension? I want to do this. He says, no, take care. This is not correct. The idea will be disturbed. He himself is so frank with this young man, with Anal. He tells out the real problem of his life. And then he says, this White House is a house of great quarrel. It's a quarrel. There is a conflict.